So even some of the apostles were hard-hearted in their unbelief. They didn't believe Jesus' words that he was going to rise from the dead. They didn't believe that. It was just too hard for them to. They had never seen anybody rise from the dead, and so they just didn't even make the effort, I guess, to believe Jesus. They didn't know how it could happen, and so they just dismissed it when Jesus said to the apostles and disciples that he would rise from the dead in 3 days. So they didn't believe the other disciples who said that they had seen Jesus, and they were hard of heart. Probably not the same kind of hardness of heart as the Pharisees and scribes, who were so hard of heart that even when they saw miracles, they refused to believe the power of the miracles and who caused them, God, and that it was proof of that God was supporting the Messiah, Jesus, and also supporting these apostles who healed the crippled in the name of Jesus. So hard of heart that they were really fighting God, fighting Jesus. So, it takes an effort to believe, and it's an act of love for God to believe. How many things do we not believe in our faith or heart, believe strongly enough, believe to the point of putting it into practice? It's an act of love for God to embrace all the teachings of Jesus, to remember them, to go over them, and to put them fully into practice. Some of the teachings of Jesus, maybe we sort through and live them more than others because they're easier or more to our liking, and we believe some more strongly than others. But we pray that we can embrace all the teachings of Jesus, to believe them all with all our heart for the love of Jesus.